Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We'll get a chance to visit with the Rock Ridge High School Milan Area Rotary Club Student of the Month for February. That is Jimmy Johnson. He's involved in a lot of different activities, including baseball. I know as we talked to you on this Monday, the first official day of baseball practice, according to the IHSA calendar. How excited are you to get the glove and bat out and get ready to play baseball?
Oh, it's such a great time of the year, especially now that the weather's getting better and we're starting to be able to work outside, and it's just the greatest day of the year.
Well, and I know the sun is out today on this Monday as we talked to you, and then Tuesday as well, but then I think snow in the forecast Thursday, so that's a bummer. So a little bit about your role with this team in 2018. I know there were a lot of seniors that graduated from that squad last year, so how do things set up for you in terms of the role on this baseball team in 2018?
Well, I believe we graduated either 9 or 10 seniors from last year, and most of them, if not all of them, were big role players somewhere throughout the season. So it's definitely opening up a lot of spots for not just me, but a lot of other guys to step up and be big team players throughout the season. So I'm hopefully looking at getting some time on the mound and playing a little first, maybe a little third, depending on how lineups go. But there's a lot of room for anybody to get in and play.
All right, and I know you were a golfer. We talked to you on that sectional qualifying a golf squad last fall. You're involved in a lot of different activities. I know music is a big thing for you. I think you're involved with the Madrigals and the mixed choir, the show choir, the pep band. So what about music in your life?
Music is one of the most important things to me in my life, and music especially is getting pretty important right now since we have contests this Saturday, and looking forward to hopefully, knock on wood, our fourth state title in a row, which would be pretty cool. I've been on all three other sides of the state trophy, and hopefully I'm looking to get my name on the front of one with music sweepstakes written across the front.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Now were you, I know on Valentine's Day, the Madrigals, they made a visit to WRMJ, among other places. Were you in that group that day?
I was in the other group that stayed most in, like, the Rock Island, Moline area on that day.
Okay, I know the group that was at WRMJ, I was like, man, I am so impressed with the talent that was in that room that day. Now, did you get a chance to perform then this past Friday at the state basketball tournament with the Rock Ridge Pep Band?
Yeah, it was so much fun going down last Friday and just being there and playing music all day. And watching some really good basketball too. That was fun too. But music all day, and it doesn't get much better than that.
All right, you are. I thought the most interesting thing when I read this little bio on you on the Milan Area Rotary Club Student of the Month. You are the student representative on the Rock Ridge School Board. What's that like, and where did that interest come from?
Well, our principal and superintendent sent out an email to the entire school saying, hey, we have this new positioning opening up for a couple of students to kind of be a voice on the board as one of the students to kind of push our views, and so people could hear what we are thinking. And so they put that out and kind of asked us a couple questions about ourselves. And then if we got selected out of that group, we moved on and got interviewed. And then it ended up getting decided that me and two other seniors, Alex Melody and Megan Schaefer, got selected. So now we go to the board meetings and sit in and be the voice of the students almost. We don't get voting rights, and we don't sit on the private session, but we get to be there and talk about what students are feeling, and I get to serve on the policy committee. So there's a lot of details about the whole position, but mainly to be a voice of the students.
What have you learned the most? I think you've told me you've participated in three meetings so far. What's been your biggest gain from all this?
Really, it's been how much goes into the work of the school. It's not just everybody shows up on a Monday morning and there's teaching and kids learning. There's a lot of money situations that we have to look into, insurance policies, different updates to the schools, and the different bidding processes with all the contractors looking to try and get the jobs, and just different general safety things that we have to look at. So it's a lot more than what the kids see on a daily basis.
All right. And as we wrap up, I think this like last couple of sentences in this bio is pretty cool. It says, after graduation, Jimmy plans to attend College of the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri, to double major in psychology and history, and minor in theological studies and Christian ministries, with the intention to attend law school and seminary. He hopes to pursue a career as a corporate attorney in addition to working in the ministry. I said, man, that's a rare combination to you off the air, and your response was just great. You said, those are two passions of mine. So take it away. What about that?
I've been so involved with my church. Outside of my church, I volunteer through the Quad City Chrysalis community. I have a big involvement in that. And then just law. I've always been intrigued by the different ways that it can go and all the different laws and legislation and how it's all put together, and just the way every day is different, and that not one case is the same, not one day is the same, and that going back and forth and trying to help somebody and just live out a passion of mine.
You're a cool dude, man. That's a pretty diverse. There's a lot of things I see that make up Jimmy Johnson, who's a senior at Rock Ridge, and he's the Milan Area Rotary Club Student of the Month. He's a baseball player getting set for the baseball season to open up today as we talk with him on this Monday. Jimmy, thanks for your time, and good luck with the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.